Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Said, give thanks unto God with remembrance. Give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Giving Him thanks with remembrance. Exalting His name. That means that sit down and reflect. That is the meaning of giving thanks with remembrance. With blessed anticipation and love and keep to God the praise of our salvation. We lift our hearts and voices with blessed anticipation. Raise it up and cry. Raise your voice and begin to love the Lord. It's so Sira la la baria anta. Hey. Very praise of our song, we lift our hearts and voices with blessed anticipation and cry aloud and keep to God the praise of our song. Father, we honor you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that we are alive. We thank you that we are blessed and well. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for our families. Thank you for your divine security. Thank you that from January until now, the 8th of February, your people, we stand before your throne and have every cause to give you glory. I bless your name. The word is life. It's two-edged sword. The entrance of it bringeth light. It gives understanding to the simple man. I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will brood on us. Let the spirit of your word bring us illumination. In the name of Jesus, give us the discipline to grow in Christ and in the power of his might. To know Jesus very well, and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. We want to make it to heaven. This is the reason why we do not leave any stone unturned. But we have weaknesses. And therefore, let your strength be made perfect in our weaknesses. Strengthen us where we are weak. Bring us into alignment to your perfect will. Not what we want to do, but which pleases you. We want to be like Jesus. We want to talk like Christ. We want to live like Christ. We want our whole life to be a portrait of Christ. Give us the grace. And sometimes when your people come into your presence, they come with the burdens and the curse of this life. Because they don't have a job, because they do not have that opportunity, because they do not have that money, because they do not have that wife, and because they do not have that husband. Sometimes they are weighed down. Let them know that there is hope for a tree that is planted in the forest, that if it be cut off at the scent of water, it will sprout out again. Give hope to this nation. I bless your name that you are with us. And therefore, if you leave Kofi Odro, he will speak human ideologies. I pray in the name of Jesus, sit on us, Holy Spirit, and may we declare only your mind and your thoughts. In Jesus' precious name, we rebuke every demonic presence. Have your way. We are careful to return all the glory to Christ Jesus alone. Thank you for the heart of everybody here present and everybody online watching us from any part of the world. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands. Oh, yes, in Samba. Assembly my grow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say amen. You all looking good. Good evening to all of you. It is a joy and a blessing. Whilst we are still standing, I would love to read the word of the Lord to you, all to the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. Let's go straight to God's word. Allow me to work with time. I have one full hour. I will make very good use of it. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." I have been reading this from 2016, 11th of September to you. And every time I read it, it comes fresh to me. So from September 11th or September, yeah, September 11th, 2016 up till 2022 is almost 6 years, isn't it? 6 years. And this scripture, I read it every week. In every service, I read it to you, but it's still vehemently fresh in its presentation. Very fresh. Verse number 19, the Bible said, "Then the Pharisees said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing against this Christ. Behold, the world has gone after him." And then I will read it from another version in verse number 20. And this version, the Bible said, some Greeks were among those who had gone to Jerusalem to worship during the festival. The Bible said they went to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We are not here because of the festival. Christ is the focus." This is why it becomes extremely sad when somebody comes to the house of God and quickly forgets why he is here. Very sad. When I was sick, they didn't come to visit me. When my mother died, they didn't come to give me donation. But that is not why you are here. That is not the reason why you came into the house of the Lord. Jesus, the pivot, the focus, the reason
the objective. He is the very reason why we are in his presence. We didn't come because the preacher is good. The church is nice. There are nicer churches than this one. Far nicer ones. I like the way now today excellence is creeping into the work of God. Young ministers of God, the Lord is bringing an invigorated breed of people, young anointed men and women of God. You know, they love good things, nice things for the house of God. For the house of God. Yes, sir, you know. No, they have come to with some kind of excellence. Grab them if you say, yes, this is the house of God. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. So I'm going to use the opportunity to build up on something by the grace of God, and I'm going to, you know, trust God to be able to do a quick revision of most of the things that we dealt with last Sunday. I will try to amalgamate it from W3 to F5, and then also for our lovely people, I have a cream of people that come in on Tuesdays just to study God's word and to fellowship. Also have the online church who could not join, who joined. Everybody together, you know, we will be able to push the work of God. Say amen. All right, in another version, before I allow you to take a seat, the Bible said in this particular version, they approached Philip. Go to verse 20. In verse number 20, the Bible said there were some Greeks in town who had come to worship in the feast. The Bible said they approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us? We're not here because of the ceremony. We are not here because of the routines. It is Christ why we came. Sometimes people get so used to the routine, to the point that it doesn't bless them anymore. Especially when you are in a church where, you know, after this we do that, after that we do that. Then when you can predict what is coming next, you are like, oh, the moment the pastor has finished preaching, that we are going to, you know, go to the Eucharist. And to, so, you know, the moment you can tell Eucharist is next, what is this, this is next. Oftentimes, I'm telling you, you come to the place that you can go to church and come back the same. Because the people that come into the presence of God are transformed by his presence. I tell my team that the presence of God swallows up everything. If the presence of God appears in your hometown, it will swallow every idol and demon in your hometown. Yeah. The presence of God will do that. Say a good amen. Before you take your seat, Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36, arguably the most relevant verse of scripture in this end time. It summarizes everything or brings a summation of almost everything that it has been documented in God's word concerning this end time. The Bible said, and take ye to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The Bible said, watch ye therefore and pray always, and you will be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Everyone will stand before the Son of Man. Everyone. The president, the pope, the general overseer, the apostle, the bishop, the head of state, the chief, the king, everyone will stand before God. With this mind, it leaves you no choice than to remain humble. Sometimes when you go to an event, I am not, you know, a lover of such events. You know, for example, it's like a 1 week of somebody, it's a funeral of somebody, or it's a jubilee and all that. The people have, everybody have come to show their opulence and their notoriety and accolades and all that. That person comes, parks his car, comes up, you know. Oftentimes it's during independence celebration. You see that a lot. As soon as he comes, kick up, we salute. Or Bintin comes, we salute. All these lovely people will stand before God. The day you stand before God, you will realize that, you know, your authority is very, very, very limited and very temporary. Very limited and very temporary. And yet very limited. And very limited. Sometimes your authority is just only in Accra. Sometimes it just lingers on and is restricted and all restrained just to Ghana. You leave this country and you realize you are nobody. You are nobody. Yeah. And so, you know, take your time. Take your time. Whatever opportunity God has given you, remain humble. Remain humble. When I look at the arrogance and the pride, especially in my country, it really amazes me. People get political power and they forget where they came from. You just forgot you came from the dust. Na petro kura na ho ye dene ma. And then suddenly, and you mean now for four. And then a hand tank kasa. First Samuel chapter 2 and I think verse number 4 or something. Go to verse number 2, then let's bring it down a little bit. Hannah, you know, raised a song to thank the Lord and exalt the name of... Okay, go to chapter 3, verse 2. If it is not there, it's not part of my submission. Yeah. All right. It's not there. Let's, you know. Kasa antan kasa. Ubi tiniso munra na ka kutu ya funi. Was he a Yajuma? Was sorry to Najum? Wasn't saying Yajminity? Why you were ba? Why has one torn a home? What the Najinin and a common and Sabay Yajuman were the Arenema? What tennis storm? Can be free if you could cheer for us. Sabri, Samoli, Danidan. I don't see you as a celebrity. I see you as a pilgrim and a sojourner on earth. Me wunu will say we are home one man friend. Me wunu will say we are two brand me. Me wunu say, whoa, chum, as I see so. These are the things that we do not want you to forget. Usoria no pebia kai, so we are going to ni. Whoa, chum. A man, they don't want nada. I'm telling you, Emma, they don't want nada. Emma, they don't want nada. Cry. Driving a Mercedes is nothing. Today, I will remind you because it's been a while I told you that you living in East Ligon doesn't make you anybody. When you live in cantonments, it doesn't make you anybody. When you drive a nice car, it doesn't make you any better person than any other poor person. Because a man's life does not contain in the abundance of things that he possesses. Mami nu a four ladies here ke yifi for mozunre. Adie bia wo mo wo obi befa. Obi anya sabre kura wo matam kodada. Sabre wo bia sister no ode ne ka. Ashe. Omfanko. Say a good amen. And this is one of the reasons why I really always want to highlight. Thank you very much. You that was a very lovely worship. You shared your testimony and it really touched me many years ago when his wife delivered very strange cause. His wife is a nurse. After the birth, everything went very well. Baby is fine. Mother is fine. Suddenly, complications started with vital organs, kidneys, liver, you know, stuff like that, heart. Everything was, you know, just failing out. Met specialists, met people, and the wife was just fizzling out. We prayed and asked God, Please have mercy. This is not a deadly thing. But every day when I saw the lady, it was a deadly thing to me. Because we were losing her by the day. Miraculously, the power of the Lord came. And this is why I love that scripture so much. I have not seen, ear have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man. What God has in store for those who love him. Yeah, I have not seen. Yeah. Mark the righteous, behold the upright. Psalm 37 verse 37. The end of that man is peace. Matthew chapter number 13 and verse number 1 downwards, Jesus was having a meeting like this evening's meeting. But the Bible said, the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside. And the Bible said in verse number 2, and the great multitude gathered himself together unto Jesus. And he went into the ship and sat down. And the whole multitude, the Bible says, stood at the seashore. And then he went further and spoke in many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow a seed. And the Bible said, and whilst he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the earth came and devoured them. The Bible said in the next verse that some fell by the stony places, and where there was no much earth, and forthwith when it sprang up, because they have no depthness of earth. The Bible said, and when the sun sprang up, it scorched it, because it had no root, and it withered away. Because it had no root, it withered away. Because they had no root, they withered away. Because they had no root, they withered away. Because they had no root, they withered. In our language, put it there. Let us continue from here. In the G version, the Bible says, "Na ewe free yano ekusai." It stands there. Any inhinti eshe. Ba ya beni tia ya tia na inhinti ni tia. See a penny in a penny in it. A man in your sea and why had Nay Christopher. A man in your wood. A toda as I saw Timothy as he sound every day, and no one can sound who said, Miss Oweniana. These are personal. Introspection. Sit down. Now you will wank as a woman. Mini enemy soon me buy me said ya me yam and me. Me so when do I please you? I want to know. Yadi call out you move preaching to so here in your mini pub. I'm telling you, it doesn't mean you are a man of God. You were uncasa and the woman you may be good gem was so new marry. Really? Try your works by fire. I'm telling you. Shall you fi yan grow for the tin yami fi kwasi a jimmy and nipa di kuta babro di butu womutin se wuno ni nipe di me katina mo se wun yami atem we besha si a free mi fi. Yay! Asofu ya ye kikemwe. Yay! And what ya temwano! Ebesha si a free. So you can clap your hands. I'm talking to me and I'm talking to you. Serious. Junior, when you put him near, you put me Junior Fanny in your home, who beat me Caffan in your home, we, Timmy in the best red cap with some phone, some money, a fan who, yeah, I saw Bab and then I said. And when Yamia or Yetimufon were with Nim Kumenim, any Majin in him, any Nimia, Wakaya, a brand one, I walk on when Yamia with Nimu Timu, a Samano, he is still. The judge. Upa bon sem upa igal. Cause and some make a candy bedu baby. I'm in crown kebu. Hallelujah. Hennam se eni hininti uye piye yano. Ikusashe. Just like that. Eni pa me pre wanyami fiya wamashe. We come into the service, by the Asher. Even meals, we have two different kinds of meals. Healthy food junk food. Let me remind you that healthy food is not easy to eat. It's not an easy thing to eat. It's not a joke. We all love things. But you see, a party or honey, a year buffet, and cuckoo in ponche, you did a year, you know, preco barco, quay, you did a dear woolen in the numa be pianito, near the Nahua. By now, can you try? It is very easy to eat that. It is very easy to eat that. It is very easy to eat burgers, pizzas. It is very easy to eat, you know, accumulated fats, accumulated, you know, calories and all that. And it is very easy. It's nice to eat chocolates. It's one of my, you know, craving whatever. It's nice to eat that. It's nice to eat, you know, Muri meat pie with kushia. Nikutawa. Uti single room muri meat pie with kushia. Muri zo chira edie bayi. Bibi kakri ebe rinzo edie. Junk food is easy to eat. Healthy food is very difficult. Yanwa moringa siga ye kaset numwanka. Dandelion ye kaset numwanka. Yanwa sobolo without sugar ye kaset numwanka. You will not take it, but that will be a lot of health to the body. And at the same time, ya hunun krofwe drink ya womu ye esichide na ye tamma sen numwa and onsi ye very easy to drink. So, Father preaching to you, when you hear some sanity, and sorry, you were junk churches, junk preachers, junk messages, and you're very nice to listen. You will jump and dance and sing. Junk! Accumulated fat, sugar-coated words, and somewhat, and many perform. And somewhere many perform. In somewhere many perform. The last time he was talking about Boachie, the Bible was talking about something in, I think it is in Lamentations chapter 2, from verse number 14. Lamentations 2:14. Thy prophet have seen vain and foolish things for you. Hold it, relax. I'm going to be with you. Your prophets have seen vain and foolish things for you. A prophet can see a vain and a foolish thing for you. Somewhere can was on the Munano and the Yamia doing foolish things, Quasiade and so a whole chain. At the end, what can you know? Now, read God's word, turn it into our language. Let's see exactly what you know. Go read God's word.
A training, Ada, and this idea of what D for Hunuchi war. na wonyi wo mumuye ne so
adia ya bonenu a wudi ne de ye nka ho asem because we are also struggling with it. Yeah. Read the word.
Sa wodi indom humbesan aba na atro ne nsem a ema wo fom na wo hu kire wo.
And someone many perform. And someone many perform. Hey, ya kas wo bi enya mini pa Kristo afutu wo nenu. Onu nya mini pa no awo yen hweso. Wagye hini wa urade asem mu. Wotena urade asem mu wonante wo nya misuru mu. One man kwasi afutu. I will repeat what I said. And kwasi afutu. Wo bi awo yen nya midifo ananya mini pa omme bi. I'm telling you the word of God. When son will be to me about me, Kenya me are doing quite. Put it back in English and let me, you know, possibly read it in different versions before Boachie will finish. Your prophets have nothing to tell but lies. They are preaching, deceived you by never exposing your sin. They made you think you did not need to repent. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. They made you to think that you don't need to repent. This is the normal modern day teaching. They start like once saved, forever saved. You don't need to confess your sins every day. God has forgiven you already. If God has forgiven me already, why will he tell me that if I confess my sin? 1 John 1:9. Why do I need to confess? If I confess my sin unto God, he is faithful. He is just to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. Oh, you see, there is junk food and there is healthy food. Same thing. Junk churches, healthy churches. Junk pastors, healthy pastors. Junk messages, healthy messages. So, if the preaching is looking for, you know, you to give big offerings, this preaching, from the onset, has already curtailed the offering. No, sir, may power for the enumer ya. What ye, why your wagon is it? Woye, would ye jan a money mubum? O bubum, jan no mubum. Now, woye mubumuno, no babe kasse. We are giving 100 Ghana cedis. Come here and say, we're tiri so. We're tiri so. It will be our pay offering. We won't preach it. It will be a son them. And someone, and many perform. And I will tell. Let me catch it out. It is never normal to sleep with a woman that is not your wife. I told you the gospel. I have my job, but no problem. Any woman that is not your wife, blessed. I don't care. Said your own children. Yeah, own children. Everybody say self-control. Mante biye wanone kabi. That's right. Self-control. The Holy Spirit will not control yourself for you. He will give you the grace for you to control your own self. Oh, you can clap your hands. Self-control. Self-control. This generation that don't have few things. One of those is self-control. One of them is patience. We don't have patience. We are too much in a hurry, in a haste. We want everything to happen overnight. We want to be rich overnight. We want to be famous overnight. We want to be popular overnight. We want to be powerful overnight. We want to just be big overnight. We don't think of process. We do not think of, you know, going through the learning process, the you know, experience process, and we don't need them. Process is eliminated. So we don't have patience. And control also, we don't have self-control. And it is very easy for a married woman, will be a married woman lie. By the time somebody can still propose to you after you are married, you have backslided. Even our Muslim sisters, if somebody is in a belka, mayafi, it will be very, very, very difficult for another man to even look lustfully, let alone to go and propose to. Aje wa mo ma gbia sey because someone so mu bi omo de enkra de e chen mo de yeah. Self control is not there. The people want things. Put the scripture back. Let us read it in a different version and be able to build up on this. Lamentation chapter 2 verse number 40. Your prophets, you know, content you, courted you with sweet talk. They didn't face you with your sins so that you could repent. Their sermons were all wishful thinking, deceptive illusions. Wishful thinking. Preaching when the Obi Kunum Pekofi Odu. Preaching when Ukunum Pesu Obi Kofi Odu. Because Onyamia Semu Obiye Weni. They don't want to hear it. Komu Nyaya Na Otebe Jimmy Brini. Okoba. You cannot confront, you cannot rebuke, you cannot correct, you cannot put right. You now or show kasa, just our team, your team for the year could be drunk. Suru nyame faunton is so this a 200 or didn't say your bullet a 200 or didn't say your bullet. I didn't necessarily when you are to be catching your sister Yansa. Who's Yansa? Yeah, in this time and age, in this time, and so it will be babetina. I said, look at the scripture. I am thinking of their sermons were all wishful thinking and deceptive illusions. I heard a team like that. The eagles are flying to the east. I said, what can I preach out of this? So, Mr. Solomon, I told my friends, don't invite me. Don't invite me. And it's not pride. I don't want to be confused. The eagles are flying to the east. I don't want to be confused. Let me stick to the basics. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that everybody that believes in Jesus Christ should not perish but have eternal life. Yeah. I want to stick to the basics. John 3:16. Maybe let me start from verse number 13. John 3:13. You know, let me stick to the basics. The Bible said, and no man has ascended to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. I want the basis. Verse 14. The Bible said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so should Jesus be lifted up. And the Bible said, and whosoever believes should not perish. Believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Let's stick to the basics. Leave the eagles alone. No, leave the eagles alone. Let the eagles fly to anywhere they want to fly to. Say, you know, I'm not going to call you any answer. Woman did you, woman too, men for my home. Just like me, my baby, don't mind. Arsenal is playing Manchester, I don't care. One poem, one poem, one poem. One boxer is fighting another, I don't think about it. And you my baby, we are saying, I said, you will be to me funny, my music and what they call bet. And now, no brother, Bako, sister, Bako, friend. Mama Rita, was it Ubi Dinisika Babi Jammy Media to a semi Jariaba Mikunatam Scano de Acobet Mikunatam Sicano de Acobet? Where then I will pick a few dresses? I see a unity, where then I will pick a few dresses? Scania would dear, what bet Yamusik and Nash? Will see any answer be in free moon? Ubis Dinisika Babi Jau Yere or Jariaba Sisia Watam Scano. Ya kwotina bete wo ko ye nso nyasi wudi ye du ko ye nyasi wudi ye du skarashe ba ko ndo nsansa saba ne nsansa ha me ka akire makoshifuo ne twaloto a sansafo ne ko betting company se wo ga na ani wiase na a sansafo ne ko wo da we me me sa ko shifuo ne twaloto ka chira obi a wo pe bra bo obi a ya check your skafo a wo maga big time business ko we say one dey loto paper to ni fi 4974 obo you know 2021 sa number no one year 2014 ne be see 98 e boy it would permit 3 by your birthday a yeah, sure banker who adwene we ni adwene di got him adwene di got him wouldn't be. Hallelujah. Suronyame, Fahontono, so, the fear and yans. 2022, you want to make life. A bria kona nim, a jinny neighbor with Tilimui. A cassachira, as I said to me, cassachira. A bria kona nim, unya baba will be you. And you made the day free prayer room of PA after my waiting, the day from any mouse, you could read in it. I'm so dear, no so free here. Osan ope me hwe mani ma ye nyine nam se ka se wu nyi bazin anya me ni umi enu na esi sure gray hair. Speak to me na no ya your once me. Can you imagine that Hansuma is going to be 22? Can you imagine that? I used to bring Hansuma here, little girl, and then sometimes we come here to pray, and then she will be running around, and we don't want her to fall, and then we are running after her to just hold her and all that. Now she's 22. 22, no? Now what they can't what they oh, prepare me, Papa, no, I don't prepare me. Prepare me, no. Minimum. How can we age him on a check? Baby, I went through the fact when he may call. Psalm 90, verse 10. The Bible said, you're free, Shiana, no, it will move, and your son, Ambroso. Yet you watch it to us, I'm in the air, dear son. A more what, dear, your brandy that you know. Put it in jail. Let me read.
A tremontem.
Very soon, boy, who knows it, it's gone. I have recently sat down. And I'm thinking, to say, my mefu ye a koshi a kwenji ye. Almost sorry, ano pa oma kref ye se ye kwaaba. Adi ye wan kwa ye wini. Jesus, I was sorry ko. And I'm going to repeat it. Anybody that is a beggar is a disgrace to the cross of Christ. Any Christian that begs, it's a disgrace to the cross of Christ. This church don't believe in begging. It is a shame to beg.
Pedidia. Om when Ninam traffic most soon so won't jail. Pebibiye. Pampensi uti sokwa bekenge aso agugulushi market cheno cheno. You don't need money for cheno cheno. Machiwe. Omu ebe tonanga sabai bisa wai banji ni osemedia. Enso na banji ureji na ho. Machino. Ose ya saying what di ano dada? We two series. Banji ura nzo say one series. What di ani shimo no? The car ya was a good one. A matlan cry ha. And ya watching as a bear man ever help. I'm talking to you. A matlan cry ha. And ya watching as a bear man ever to ya would die and come out. Bear man to ya would die and come out. Wa hair move be huna man. A dying come back. Wa would to ya ma wa. Sister. But so wa hair move be what today. Tell me the word of God. It will turn on your gumu. Toti the kaho. Emma, job money dia me ma kose. Because you have enslaved and mortgaged your own life for life. I'm talking to you in the mind of God. Wait here. To be my mama to Nankara has who be near her. Say, why do you need something? What you mean? Maybe so be sadly. What kind of life is that? Life, Obey, no, no. There are people in church. Homo the answer, damn Pacho, Umpavi Vika Kala, Mamma Pacho. Stop it! Stop it! Stop begging! Stop being a beggar. It is a disgrace to the cross of Christ. Once I know, I should pay you. The Bible, never know the Jesus who cast it. Who be who no Kureno? Na no Kureno. Then why this year? John chapter number 8, verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth will liberate you. No Kureno, then why this year? About to tell women, this will sound women, the truth will set you free. The truth will let you love your wife and respect your wife. The truth will make you put your wife above every woman. The truth will make you do that. The truth will make you submit to your own husband and call him Lord. Yeah. Submit to your own husband and call him Lord. The truth will do that. Yeah. The truth will make you come to that understanding. The truth will let you know that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children and not debt. And for Kenya woman, it will be an error for you to die and your children paying your debt. You are dead and your children are paying a debt you left. It is a big error. Best assessing. Abo kawai ne metia. Ha? Same jina hena kam papa abo kana mina metia kana sesen. Say maswa saboka. Ha? Maswa saboka. No. We should be able to say, ni papa ne di weja, no ni papa ne di weja. Build up something and leave it for your children. Your children should be proud of you and name you on their monuments. On their monuments. Look at the monument and it's your name on it. Another monument is your name on it. Another monument is your name on it. The truth will make you understand these things. The truth will make you. The truth will let you know that yenyeska yeninina. Daboniwo. A demon may come that you don't have the money.
The truth will make you that wise. And that is why the Bible makes it clear, Proverbs chapter 8 and verse number 33. Hear instruction and be wise. What is the essence of you will be married this year when usupai is not even in alignment with one kasa, let alone what they call bibaso? Wow, usupai! Enye suban papa, enye ufenye nika, nadia kuu bibaso. When my brother mwa ye wadia wadia na wadia na from the onset, eyo how? I'm telling you. Then I said, you know, Christo tell me, Monsieur Christo ni ahobrasie kasa odo ojo. Monsieur boase to, Monsieur nyame sompa. What is the scripture? One more word, boase to everywhere. You know, ahini no, you know, woman on dankwa. Get a scripture for me. We were reading it, I think, 3 weeks ago. Teachings of Christ. They want a quotation, master. When are we? When they were two for Christ, was Matthew chapter 4. I'm so when he met you, and can you see Jimmy? So when he met you, and is who have age me? Romans chapter 2. Correct. I think we started from Romans chapter 2, verse 6. And then, you know, put up the scripture, you know. The Bible said, God will render unto every man according to his deeds. But verse number 7 is very interesting. In the 7th verse, the Bible said, To them who by patience, patient continence in well-doing, the Bible says, seek for glory and honor and immutability, eternal life. Or put it in a different version. Possibly it will allow me to. Some people keep doing good, seek glory and honor and immortal life. To them, God will give eternal life. Afi Buachika, what do you mean? Push his microphone up for me.
One hour de papa yemu buasito hwehwe anyunyam ni eni die ni ade a empro no obema won dan kwa.
Read it again. Push his microphone, sir.
One hour de papa yemu buasito hwehwe anyunyam ni eni die ni
ba asori anyumre yi o ka asem bi minim ye wo hwehwe but will be our ba dem ha wo pe bibi. Yeah, ebi mo pema ma wa ha, ebi pema wa ha. We on my who girl be on the area, but who's a girl on the balabasta? Enna, we tiswaba. Obeti me apetuabo tongues. Girl never tongues no but Tia say. Fancy be a girl no but tambourine. Obeba be join the tambourine choir. Yeah, but tambourine, you the girl ne cheap. Ne two was so. And yet, me say, akasaye ni chibi free ninsa. Wabatu ma akasaye ni free ninsa. Adwena se. What do you fast say? Asempa na me kekache. Asempa na me kekache. Say amen. One more word, the boiseto. Any papa ye. Ewen wo nyam. Any di, you know. Any adi empro. Let me go back. One more word, the papa ye mu boiseto. Ewen wo nyam ni any di. Any adi empro. No wama wondangwa. Miti ye, me pe ready empro. The case of living proud. Number one, no kure. Empro. Truth. John 15, verse 15. John 17, 17. John 17, 17. Sanctify them through thy truth, for your word is truth. Fa wo nokure te wo mo wasam ye nokure. Empro. The truth will always abide forever. Number two. Nyame sumpamu buaseto. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6. Empro. Will be our godliness with contentment will abide forever. I'm talking to you. Now when people are going to relationship, these don't matter. Owuska. And then the moment we hear so, Oko China, Oko Europe, Oso any family number, mano. Kachan so. The moment Rebecca will you still bender. Oso se upa sum, yo pe se me ne won tem ye fire. And come away in the Nibi.
There's a own busy vendor. Or dinner with that Ben C vendor by day, that Ben.
1860 Love Talk is on the 14th of February 2022, which is a Monday. I have limited seating. 81 man temwa. Now, we turn you off and ask you to go and watch it on Facebook. And so on that Monday, on the 14th, I have a very solid illustration of Love Talk in this place. I'm setting up a stage on this altar, and I am asking the Holy Spirit to teach us His word. 1860. I'm talking to from age 18 to age 60. We are below 18, don't come. We are above 60, don't come. Except selected 60 people. Who's it?
President, who's it? Who's it?
They say, Munda, 64. Say, above 60, Munda. Who is 60 and above now by a member of accreditation? It is. Mama, I mean, my mama accreditation. Mama Gladys, my mama accreditation. 1860. On the 14th of February, it's Monday, and we are all here by the grace of God. Say amen. Because, dear, now people do not look, everything has become physique. Physique. Or shape. Is as a shape, Ben. Our personal chairs are our curves. Now we don't look for character anymore. Now we don't care whether the person fears God or not. Now we don't even care whether the person is a Christian or not. Now we are looking for a tour. A tour! Or bad tour, Kessie. And because the women have already realized that Ghana Mema almost 75% won a tour. Uchu mutai une tone di obeye. Tua yeba ako. Nunye skanko yeba ako. Ntu otena otewa na wachi. Ede mpabata wechi yehu anyu adumne timiko yeba ako. Neka onsebe yebe timia balance. You and come on. Yet Timiko Padi and yet Yashibrizi are sending a pumping of Nepi because we want a man to feel that we have boobs. We will feel so with the coffee. We will feel so you have a right not to form. We will feel so you coffee and you have rubbed Razi and I have a tiaba form. This is the reason why people get married and they get disappointed. I said in Love Talk, there was this person that got married to this beautiful middle-aged woman. 40-something years old. The guy was too excited. He went into the bedroom first night. I didn't ask her, would I make come? Went into the bedroom the night. And like they will normally do a radio that was sedan and all that. About Empire Way, actually, and the expectations are very high. The first thing the lady did, they will tune the week. Was in Sumu Mame. We tune in, you know, normally, you tune in, you have a corn roll, so it is, you know, we tune in, you know, and then you teach, you teach. And we'll be saying, it's a wabutikwa. Are they wabutikwa? Should I know where you sent to us? No. For the past 10 years, meaning me. So, mama, Daddy, I know a bonitino. If you know you were lucky, be a loco. Maybe you know a loco, I'm a lie. Because a grown will be too out of them. Will you know, see, so, mama. Oye no to ho and afi o start to lose in tade won uno eto na me share on national theater le o woro eto no eno na ye hips and na ye to o woro ye o si free some ma me wo me mu obi an eto afam sada what do you mean mass ma me ye woro ade efilo. Of run a nufu brazier came out. Nufu no, it came out as quell. Abitifi, Uchemu, Quano, who are who said, yeah, you're the one about 2 area. Now, I've been Nufu no hata had you with different types. If you want shine, now a real that's all. Some are men who are almost 70 years, or you are Barbara.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.